USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is commemorating the 50 millionth coronavirus vaccine shot. The shots were administered to four people during a live event at the White House. Biden also warning about the increase of coronavirus mutations.
Cases and hospitalizations could go back up with new variants as they emerge. So, I want to make something really very clear. This is not a time to relax.
Biden not providing any specific evidence to back up those claims. The state of Michigan announced 24 felony charges, including sexual assault and human trafficking, against John Gettert, the head coach of the 2012 Olympic gymnastics team and one of the closest allies of disgraced former team doctor Larry Nassar. The former coach committing suicide after the charges were announced by the Michigan AG. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The annual Conservative Political Action Conference, known as CPAC, opened today in Orlando, Florida. The speaker lineup includes Senators Josh Hawley of Missouri and Ted Cruz of Texas and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Former President Trump set to headline CPAC Sunday. As far as what we can expect to hear from the former president, Stephen Miller, one of his former advisors, believes.
He's going to talk about the economy. He's going to talk about opening our schools back up again so our children can learn and socialize and develop. He's going to talk about, obviously, the immigration issue, which the president believes, and I agree, is political suicide for the Democrat Party. He's going to talk about standing up to China, bringing back our manufacturing jobs. He's going to talk about that blue-collar working-class agenda.
U.S. unemployment claims dropped to 730,000 last week as a pandemic eased and winter storms disrupted filings. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the coronavirus vaccine continues to become more and more available, one state continues to lead the pack in vaccinations.
West Virginia remains among the leaders in the nation at getting COVID vaccines into the arms of its residents. Nearly 10% of the state's population have received both shots of the vaccine, with nearly all the doses West Virginia has received being administered. Governor Jim Justice says his state's vaccination plan has been simple. He tells Fox News they quickly mobilized as many resources as they could to administer shots.
Our model's real simple, and it's just this, is really, when it really boils right down to it, we got our local pharmacies, all of our local clinics, our National Guard stepped up, and we took off. And we took off with the people that we knew were going to die, and that was our elderly, and we absolutely got ourselves back in school because we vaccinated all of our teachers and service personnel right off the get-go from 50 and up. And absolutely, you know, like I said over and over and over, there's a lot of good things going on right now in West Virginia.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Joe Biden on Wednesday lifted a freeze on greens cards issued by his predecessor during the pandemic that lawyers said was blocking most legal immigration to the United States. Former President Donald Trump last spring halted the issuance of green cards until the end of 2020 in the name of protecting the coronavirus-wracked job market. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.